Since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Department of Defense has issued so-called stop-loss orders to thousands of troops. These keep soldiers from leaving the service if their units are overseas or if their skills are in high demand. The U.S. Army Reserve, fighting to meet recruitment goals, has found another way to keep its ranks filled. It's refusing to let some officers resign after they've served their mandatory 8-year terms. Some of these officers are suing. Washington Post reporter Ann Scott Tyson is covering the controversy. I asked her how many officers have been stopped from leaving.
There have already been at least 400, and that since 2004, when the Army Reserve instituted these guidelines barring officers from resigning if they hadn't already served in Iraq, Afghanistan, or in a homeland defense operation called Operation Noble Eagle, or if they were in a skill field that was undermanned, meaning less than about 80% full.
Now, the government says that under the law, reserve officers are appointed, quote, for an indefinite term at the pleasure of the president. Did these reservists who are suing have a case?
Well, I think they do because that has not always been the interpretation, in other words, of that indefinite means they cannot be allowed to leave. The indefinite was initially created, their lawyers would argue, to allow them to not have to keep signing up. And it was also intended so that the president could let them go if they were, you know, no longer desired, not that they could be kept on indefinitely. That is the argument of the attorneys for these officers who are suing.
What does the Department of Defense say?
Well, they argue that, in fact, the indefinite means just what it says, that indefinite can mean unlimited permanent service if so desired.
Ann Scott Tyson is a staff writer for The Washington Post. Thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure.